I'll always remember the great drought. When it didn't rain for 2 years, there was no water. All the crops died, and the trees perished. And everything was blackened, scorched from the sun. There were fires all the time. You could smell the burnt earth and the burned trees. The people tried everything to make it rain. They called in the local medicine men, who chanted and blew strange horns and paraded about and painted themselves odd colors. And then the birds stopped coming. One morning I woke up and there were no birds. And all the livestock got skinnier and skinnier and started to die. First they just stand very, very still. And then, just before they died, they'd suddenly become hysterical, run madly around, stand up on their hind legs, turn over on their backs, flail their hooves, and would pass away in convulsions. And sometimes clouds would appear in the distance, and everybody would gather, the whole town would come out, and it would get cooler, and the air would feel moist and heavy. And then, just when it looked like the rain would start, a wind would come up and blow the clouds away, or the sun would break through. There was a lake on a mountainside that used to have many streams. And first, the streams dried up, and then the lake seemed to drain away. And there were fires everywhere. Things would just suddenly catch fire in the middle of the day. Like a whole vegetable garden would suddenly get so hot, it would just burst spontaneously into flame. In fact, there were a few people in the village who just exploded from the heat. I remember watching my little sister playing with her toys when suddenly smoke started to come from her ears and nose, and she got up and began to jump around wildly, and her hair started to smolder, and smoke started to come from the soles of her feet. Then I heard a pop, and she just exploded from within. And after she exploded, all that was left were a few charred bones and her doll.